You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, Ricardo Gonçalves with SBS On The Money for this Friday, the 19th of February. 2021. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Later, a warning from the ATO about a new automated phone scam. But first, let's go to retail sales, which rose 0.6% in January, but that's less than expected. So what does that mean for the economy? I spoke earlier with Joe Masters, the chief economist at EY Oceania. Joe, retail sales only rose 0.6% in January, according to the ABS. These are preliminary numbers, though. Why?
So we've had a really strong run of retail spending through 2020 as Australians in COVID got out there and spent on goods. Things like household retail items, televisions, fridges, gyms and the like. That's starting to peter out some of that momentum. The other important factor that we saw in January, of course, was the Brisbane lockdown. And that clearly saw lower household spending in Queensland, the only state that saw spending fall in the month.
So, Joe, given that, what does that say about snap lockdowns and restrictions and what they have on spending and the economy in general? And does it mean perhaps that, I guess, governments need to manage it a bit better?
So we know now that when we lock down, it has an immediate impact on the economy and an immediate impact on household spending, partly because you literally cannot get out there and spend, particularly on things like restaurants, cinemas and services, for example. It's quite interesting, though, we are seeing as lockdowns become more, we're more used to those lockdowns, the detraction actually is a bit less than it was back in April. So we've adjusted, we sort of know what's happening and we sort of shift to online spending. But look, clearly, when we lock down, we get weaker household spending. At the end of the day, though, the initial decision is a health decision with an economic consequence.
So what does this say about the consumer as we head into the new year? And when you combine these numbers with the unemployment rate we saw yesterday, do you think the economy is well placed with the end of JobKeeper coming up soon?
So I actually think the economy is in a really good place. We're doing much better than we thought we would do. We've seen government stimulus absolutely do its job in supporting the economy. We do have this end of JobKeeper and a variety of government support measures coming. Now, that's always going to be difficult. It's never going to be entirely smooth. But I do think that the economy is strong enough to withstand it. But we will be watching retail sales data and labour market data really closely. And I would expect some loss of momentum in the 2 or 3 months after the end of that stimulus.
Joe Masters there from EY. Now to the Australian share market, which fell today down 1.3%. The 200 at 6,793. The miners particularly bad. BHP down by 2.5%. And a fall in oil prices overnight hit energy producers here, like Woodside down 5.3%. QBE declined as it posted a $1.5 billion loss with no dividend. But some standouts in terms of profit reporting season included hearing implant maker Cochlear. Investors applauded its half-year results and said it would return $23 million in JobKeeper funds it received, and the shaver shop surged as people plucked and preened their way through the pandemic, reporting online sales growth of 102% in the first half. For more on the day's action, I spoke with Omkar Joshi from Opal Capital Management. Omkar, the market's taking a bit of a beating today. Why?
I think there's a few reasons there. One is we're coming off the back of weaker offshore leads. On top of that, we've been rallying quite significantly the last few months and especially the last few weeks as well. And so it's quite natural that you need to have a day off, really. And we're going into a Friday afternoon and it's not unusual to have a bit of risk off going into the weekend.
You know what hasn't taken a day off? Profit reporting season. More coming out today. What are some of the ones you kept your eyes on?
Yes, there's quite a few results out today. So, a few that stood out were QBE and Ingham's Chicken. So, I guess with QBE, you saw the result was largely pre-announced and pre-guided. But the reality is they've got decent trajectory going into the future. The stock's not expensive. I mean, they've given decent margin outlook as well. So that one looks okay where it is. And there's a lot more clarity around some of their business interruption issues as well. And then the other one was Ingham's Chicken today, where, again, stock's not expensive. It's got reasonable outlook. They're dealing with COVID interruptions pretty well, and they've got decent volume and price growth going forward.
What are the themes that you're seeing coming out of profit reporting season so far, especially when you see earnings and dividends?
Yeah, so I think one of the key themes is a lot of the results have been better than expected. And I think part of that is that a lot of the companies have really just dealt with COVID and the impacts related to it a lot better than expectations. So a lot of the numbers really coming in ahead, even some of the recoveries coming in a lot earlier than expected. And we've seen that with some of the healthcare names. I mean, we've seen the Cochlear as well today, just where you've seen some of the expectations of recovery taking a little while is actually coming in this financial year. So that's kind of been the theme, just slightly better expectations in most of the results.
I want to get your viewpoint on something that's coming up, right? So US lawmakers are currently looking into the trading of GameStop after that social media movement dramatically lifted its share price, right? But we're also seeing a huge lift in interest from ordinary investors using, say, like cheaper broking houses or do-it-yourself online brokers, right? So what's your take on all of that, this huge interest from mum and dad investors, first-time investors piling into the market, and what do they need to know?
I think that's a trend that's been happening throughout last year, and I think it's been accentuated by the lockdowns that we've had a lot more time on our hands, and I think a lot of the stimulus payments have definitely helped as well. And I think there's just been more of a shift, especially in the millennials and younger generations, to actually managing their own money and investing themselves. So there's definitely been that shift. It's been occurring for a little while, and I think we're just seeing an accentuation of that now that we've got effectively a gamification of what's going on, and so that's what's happening there. In terms of what I think they need to know, I think the most important thing is really, this one of the key principles of investing is only invest in things that you understand. And that's the best way to stay out of trouble. I mean, don't just buy something because you've heard that it's a good stock to own or your friends told you to buy it. So I think that's the key thing to remember. Only invest in what you understand.
Omkar Joshi there from Opal Capital Management. Finally, the ATO has warned of a new automated phone scam. And it sounds like this.
Attention. This call is from the Legal Department of Services Australia. Your tax identification number has been suspended and we have filed a case under your name, so before this matter goes to Federal Claim Courthouse for you to get arrested, kindly press 1. I repeat, press 1 to know about your legal case. Thank you.
And then it prompts you to transfer some money. So the ATO says it is fake, that it's received 638 reports about this so far this year, and that victims have paid out around $118,000 as a result. The ATO does say it does call taxpayers, but never with an unsolicited pre-recorded message, and it never asks to pay a personal bank account. So a good warning there from the ATO. That is SBS On The Money for this Friday and for the week. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BusinessRicardo.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.